It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we look at poor air quality here in Wisconsin and around the U.S. from ongoing Canadian wildfires and what it all means for our health. First, chronic wasting disease continues to become more and more prevalent in Wisconsin's white-tailed deer herd. First seen in Wisconsin over 20 years ago, the disease has spread to more and more counties and has become more prevalent in some areas, especially in south central and southwest Wisconsin. In just a few minutes, we'll get an update on CWD management and the relationship between the disease and hunting practices in Wisconsin. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you worried about chronic wasting disease, maybe even encountered it yourself, either while hunting or exploring the outdoors? What questions do you have about what's being done to prevent the spread of the illness? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Now, new research shows that deer ticks could possibly transmit the disease. Stuart Lichtenberg is a co-author of a new study from UW-Madison that looks at ticks and chronic wasting disease. He just moved to the University of Minnesota, where he's a scientist at the Minnesota Center for Prion Research and Outreach. Stuart, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the study. What did you do? What were you trying to find out?
So this study was undertaken by myself and Dr. Heather Inzalaco, who's also a scientist at UW-Madison. And we were really interested in the idea that ticks might be playing a role in CWD transmission. Now, one of the things that we as a scientific community don't really have a complete picture of right now is how exactly the disease is transmitted between different animals. There's still some muddiness in the water as to how CWD spreads amongst deer. And the thought came to mind that, well, prions are shed in the blood of infected animals. Is it possible that ticks could be taking up and spreading the disease? So initially what we did was we took some lab-raised ticks and put them in small containers with a little membrane on them that the ticks could actually feed through, and fed them blood that we had actually deliberately contaminated with CWD prions. Now, we did this as kind of a proof of concept to demonstrate, well, can the ticks actually take up prions under the most ideal conditions, something that we have complete control over in the lab? And we actually discovered a few things from that. Number one, we discovered that, yes, indeed, we can detect prions in ticks that have fed on deliberately contaminated blood. We also found out that there didn't seem to be any appreciable decrease in the amount of prions as they moved through the ticks. And we also found it in the tick frass, so the poop of the ticks, as it moved through the animals. Now, once we had done that, Dr. Inzalaco went and actually took ticks from hunter-harvested deer heads in the state of Wisconsin, and we investigated those. And of the ticks that were taken from deer heads that ended up ultimately being CWD positive, we found that a little under half of them had detectable prions in the ticks themselves.
So that that shows the ticks can receive these prions that cause CWD from deer. Can they? You mentioned it was in their excrement, their tick poop. Could it then be transmitted from ticks back into the next deer's bloodstream?
Well, so that's where the interesting thing comes into play with this. In our work, we strongly suspect that there's a social behavior component that might be playing into transmission. So ticks cannot replicate prions. They don't have a prion gene, so they can't make more prions. Any prions present in the tick would have come from the deer itself. So we think that the most likely mode of transmission is, though not impossible, it seems less likely that it's related to a tick bite per se. What we think is likely happening is if, say, a CWD-positive animal had fully engorged ticks on it and was groomed by another deer that was not CWD-positive, if that vulnerable deer happened to consume one of those ticks, then the disease could be passed that way.
What's the next step to find out if this is, in fact, what's really happening out in the wild among deer?
Well, there's a few different things that would need to happen. So importantly, our study essentially lays the groundwork for further investigations. We proved that it is possible, that it's feasible that ticks could bear chronic wasting disease prions, that we can actually find it in wild deer, but we haven't actually proven if they're infectious yet. Now, what that would involve would be things like laboratory studies with mice, for instance, and then possibly moving on to investigations in actual deer. Either way, there's still more work to be done, but we believe we have demonstrated another piece of the puzzle that might explain some of the way CWD is spreading in the wild.
And as we wrap up, Stuart, what is your next big question about how these prions, these CWD-causing prions, spread and have spread so much here in Wisconsin?
Well, we've got a few different ideas. I've actually got a pretty diverse variety of research interest. I'm interested in environmental transmission of prions. So soil is implicated in prion disease transmission. With that persistence, how long do prions stick around in the environment? We're also interested in continuing our tick work. You know, one of the things that we weren't able to do in this study was investigate other animals, so elk, mule deer, so on and so forth. And we only limited ourselves to one tick species. We could find different things in other tick species as well. We're also interested in collaborating with ecologists, figuring out maybe if differences in tick loads in different geographic areas may play a role in differences in transmission and spread of the disease that we see across the country.
Stuart, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for sharing your research with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Stuart Lichtenberg, scientist at the Minnesota Center for Research and Outreach. We talked to him about new research from UW-Madison looking at the possibility that ticks could spread chronic wasting disease from deer to deer. Now an outdoors journalist joins us now for a look at the relationship between the disease and hunting practices in Wisconsin and what's new in CWD management. Pat Durkin is president of the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association. His columns appear weekly in the Wisconsin Outdoor News and 8 other papers in the state. He writes nationally for Meat Eater Media and American Hunter Magazine. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
As we just heard from Stuart, there's still some questions about how CWD spreads, but it's pretty clear CWD has spread a lot since you and I started talking about this over 20 years ago. What is the current state of CWD in the state?
Well, as we all know, it's not good. You know, we have 72 counties in Wisconsin, and right now we have cases of CWD in 41 of those 72 counties. So it has been going up, and just in this past year, we had 4 more counties join that list, Waupaca, Buffalo, Langlade, and one more that escapes my mind at the second, but, you know, it's 4 new ones. So, you know, the trends aren't good. Also last year, out of the, I think it's like over 17,000 deer tested, you know, like over 8.3% of them, I think, tested positive for CWD. So that rate of disease rate has gone up too. So nothing right out there right now is making me feel real optimistic about where things are going.
And in addition to more counties being involved, you mentioned the rate, the initial hotspots for CWD, if I'm reading the maps right, Pat, are getting hotter. The places in south central, southwestern Wisconsin where we were first seeing this, the rate of positive tests has been going up.
Yeah, right now, I'm pretty sure there's now 7 counties down in the southwestern part of the state that have a rate at 20% or higher for the ones being tested. And that includes the longtime favorites. You know, Iowa County's number 1, followed by Sauk County, Richland County, Dane County, and then Columbia, Green, and Lafayette are a little bit farther down, but they're still in the 20% range. So that's, we've never had 7 counties that high before. So that's kind of alarming. And then I think there's like 2 or 3 more down there that are down below 20%, but still above 10%. So that's not good either.
As a state, we've bounced around when it comes to ways to try to manage the spread of CWD. What is and isn't happening right now?
Well, I think it's fair to say that we've long known probably the best way to do this is to go in and target areas with the worst cases, to identify hotspots for CWD and then do targeted removal. that's still the best way. That's the only thing that really seems to work. But as what always happens with something like that, you get to a point where the more success you have, the less popular it becomes with the people in the area, because people like to see deer, hunters like to see deer. And so the what was explained to me a few times and by people who have done this kind of targeted removal in the past was that they would go out to a landowner and for like 3 or 4 visits, shoot good numbers of deer off their property, and there's good support at first. But when they get to the point where they're actually making a difference and people are seeing fewer deer, well, the pressure starts ramping up from the sociological side, where the neighbors don't like it, the people in your church don't like it, and they start, you know, and a lot of people, the landowner themselves don't like it. They want to see deer. So it's kind of unfortunate, but that's, I can understand why when you succeed, you ultimately kind of fail and make it less popular with people.
We're talking to outdoors journalist Pat Durkin, getting an update on chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin's deer herd. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If your hunter has chronic wasting disease affected your hunting practices, where you go to hunt, for example, have you gotten a deer tested for CWD? Anybody out there concerned about the issue? What would you like to see the state do to try to slow the spread of this illness that's killing a lot of Wisconsin deer? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time.